Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. If you like what you hear today, check the notes in the description box. There are links to where you can book time with me directly. You can get copies of books that I've written as resources for you and all the things. So make sure you check that out. Today we're going to be talking about what is a pseudo, why it matters, what it's for, why Geode Blockchain just removed it, woo, and why it is such a freaking big deal. It's a huge deal, major step in our community. So that's what I want to talk about, because you as a user, Web 2 or Web 3, you need to be aware of what this is. So let's get into it. A pseudo, and I'm going to just keep it really simple today, but a pseudo is basically a super user, and pseudo stands for super user do. It's a command that you use, so don't worry about that. It's an account that has God powers, right? And so you may be used to this idea in some other things that you do, but a pseudo is any account that has absolute God powers to do anything. They can do anything. So for example, every centralized system that you enjoy today, LinkedIn, Facebook, Amazon, TikTok, X, all of them, pick one. Every centralized system, every centralized website that you interact with today, your banking website, every news website you go to, every centralized system like that, I guarantee has a pseudo, has a super user, has somebody that's got an account and a password, just like you do, except they have permission to do anything on the system, to move money from here to there, to switch it back, to change up the balance in your bank account, to remove your post, anything, you name it, they can do it. They are the super user, also known as the pseudo. So that's what a pseudo is, now that you're terrified. Why do they exist? Why such a thing? Oh my God. So centralized systems have super users. It's sort of a fear-based thing. It's, well, what if something goes horribly wrong, right? Well, what if we need to go in and we need to censor somebody, or we need to go in and, or there's been a terrible hack, right? And we need to restore somebody's account or restore something. It can be used for good as well as for evil. And it's that thought, well, we'd better have a super user with God powers to do anything just in case something goes wrong on the system and we need to correct it. Or there's been a hack and we need to correct it. Now, with power comes responsibility. And they also say that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So that's where we see centralized systems using their pseudo powers, their pseudo account, to do things they shouldn't be doing, right? There is an ethical line. You have to stay within an ethical boundary when you have God powers on any system. And so you see how that can be corrupted, and you see how that can be used in bad ways, but also in good ways. Now, in the blockchain world, when you first start up, it's quite normal to begin with a pseudo in place, with a super user account that's usually one of the founders. And that super user account has God powers to do anything, to enact anything, reverse anything, anything. And it's pretty normal. Why? Because when a blockchain is brand new, it's somewhat vulnerable, especially before you get past a certain number of nodes, right? Once you have a certain number of trustworthy nodes, you are less vulnerable. Not to say that you're not vulnerable at all, but you're less vulnerable. And in that vulnerability, again, it's a bit of a fear-based thing. When you're first starting that chain, you're thinking to yourself, what if something goes horribly wrong? What if we're hacked and we need to correct it? What if somebody gets their coins stolen? It could happen. You try to prevent it. You have measures in place. You have good code in place. But people get smarter and better at it all the time. So what if we need to correct something? So that's why, same reasons as centralized systems, you have a super user or a pseudo account with God powers in the beginning of almost every blockchain out there. I'm sure there are some that start without it. If you know of them, let me know. But that's why. Now, why did we remove it? So Geo just recently removed the sudo. What does that mean? That means that we removed the code that gave the super user, which was me, shock. I was the super user, and I just advocated my super user powers. I still get to participate in the system. I still get to do the things that every other user can do, but I don't get the God powers anymore. I just gave them up. Why did we do that? In a decentralized system, you want the decentralized system run by the community. And Geode's community had gotten big enough and had enough people participating in discussions and governance and the choices being made about everything going forward that we considered that the community was now stable and able to govern itself. It didn't need me making decisions like that. The community can handle its own decisions. It doesn't need me in that role anymore. It doesn't need anybody with those powers anymore. And a decentralized system really should be that way. Nobody should have that level of power in a decentralized system. And this is something that the government of Australia noticed recently. They've got a draft legislation on the table. Fascinating read. A little bedtime reading if you need it. A draft legislation. And in there, they're talking about systems that have custody of your crypto wallet. And they put a little note in there. Any chain that has a pseudo will be considered to be having custody of everyone's wallets. Whoa. As a Web3 user, and if you're not yet, take your time, you'll get there. But even as a Web2 user, right? Web2, Web3, it doesn't matter. Any system you use, you should be asking yourself, is there someone with God powers on this system? Is there an account in place with God powers here? So that's why we put it in our white paper up front that we would have a pseudo in the beginning and that we would remove the pseudo when the community was stable enough to govern itself and safe enough with enough nodes. And here we are. So why is this a big deal? This is a huge deal in this step forward in the growth of the chain and of the community. It's kind of like sending your baby to college. And I know this because I've done that a bunch of them with my own kids. It feels like that. It feels like dropping off one of your kids at college and go, okay, you don't need me anymore like that. Okay. So my baby is all grown up. And it's interesting how to describe what it feels like to have that kind of power and then go, okay, take the power. I don't want it. It feels good. It feels good to step back and just be one of the community, to just be another voter, voting in different referenda and things like that. Yeah, I'm still the founder. Yeah, I'm still, you know, somewhat of a leader for the chain and for the community. Certainly a spokesperson, but I'm not the only one. And I got to tell you, it's very exciting and it feels really, really good actually to give that up. It's like one of those, you know, it's like finding some magic thing with some powers that you really know nobody should have. Decentralized systems like, okay, can we destroy this now and get rid of it? So I feel really good. I feel really, really good about getting rid of it now. So, whoo, that is gone. And Geode now gets the status of being fully decentralized and run by the community. So what does that mean? What does that look like? To say that a system is decentralized because we can use that word, but we want to know what we mean by that. Decentralized, in our case, means, because I don't want to speak for anybody else, but you can tell me how other chains do it out there as well. We have a governance system where we have a council, but the council's only job is to prevent malicious code from being introduced. They are a safeguard. So anybody can put up a proposal, and this is kind of cool in the blockchain world. You can put in a proposal, attach the code, and if everybody votes yes on that proposal, a referenda, as we call it, the code is immediately enacted. So you want to be careful. You don't want bad or malicious code being enacted on the chain. So the council's job is to kind of act as a goalie and make sure that no malicious code gets put up for a referenda. So every referenda that goes up, the council's going to look at that and go, this is malicious. Here's the proof. Get rid of it. Other than that, it's up to the community. So you can't do any runtime upgrades without the entire community getting a chance to say yes or no. And the community at large decides, not the council. So no runtime upgrades can happen without the community saying yes. Now, awesomely, because we're built on Substrate, when those upgrades do happen, it's seamless. It's beautiful. No forking required. I'm sorry, Ethereum. I know it's hard for you, but we don't have to fork to do it. We don't have to coordinate all the validators to do it at the same time. It's not, no, absolutely seamless. It's gorgeous to watch it happen, just to be a nerd for a minute. So that's how the community governs itself. People put in proposals going, hey, I think we could improve this code. How about this? And then everybody gets to vote and goes, yes, I like that, or no, I don't like that. And the people decide. And that's what decentralization is about. The council itself cannot make that choice to, oh, we're going to change the code. The council can't do that. It doesn't have that power. There's a tech committee that's just for kind of looking over the code and making sure they're kind of your graybeards on the tech side. They don't have the power to arbitrarily change how the chain works. Only the community has that power. So that's what real decentralization is. So they go into our democracy page and they vote on referenda that pop up there for anything you want to change in how the chain works or operates. All the people already kind of put in, you can put in treasury proposals, bounty proposals, proposals that people should have tips and things like that. They should get a tip in coin because they did something awesome, or they should get a treasury amount, a big chunk of coin to go do a certain job. Bounties are a similar idea. And it's really, really cool to see the community govern how the chain operates even at the base level. And that's what decentralization is. So let's recap. A pseudo is a super user with God powers. Every centralized system in the world has this. Every website you go to every day, for every centralized system, all your favorite social media, everywhere you shop, everywhere you bank, everywhere you buy stuff, has a super user, a pseudo with God privileges that can do anything. And for the most part, they use this to correct things that go wrong. But it is, you know, a point of potential corruption. In a decentralized system, where you're trying to, that is the whole point, you're trying to be decentralized, there should not be a pseudo unless you're at the beginning of that chain starting up and the pseudo is there as a form of protection in the early days before you have enough nodes to really be in a more safe position. So be aware. Any system that you use, try to find out, does that system have a pseudo? What is the state of that pseudo? When is that pseudo giving up their God powers? What's the plan for that? And so forth. It's very common in an early chain. So if it's a very young chain, if it's less than a year old, don't dog them for that. They'll get there. But you do want to see a plan for how that's going to be removed and to become a truly decentralized system. So very exciting, very, very cool to see Geode make it to that step. Congratulations. And this isn't just from me. This is from everybody in the entire Geode community, for our whales, for the people who've been with us from the beginning. Thank you. For everybody who believed in us, all of our community builders, all of our global movement leaders. Wow. The community is the thing. And now the community is in charge. Send me your questions. Put them in the comments. You can also send me questions at my website directly. All the links are in the notes for this video in the description box. So check out the links there. Let me know what you want to know, what I can go into further on, and be aware of who's got pseudo on the systems that you're using. Catch you soon.